Another scientist.
Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. As always, with comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld, we're here for another stellar week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No one
interrupted. Mike's got on a big fucking Einstein t-shirt
tribute
today.
Tribute to Einstein, bro.
Yeah, you're no Einstein, pal.
I'm Einstein, but I like Einstein's story. I like his work ethic.
He has a new bracelet. What would Einstein do?
Einstein, first of all, he came to all his theories, which all came out in 1905. All four great papers he wrote were all done. They came into his dreams. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It wasn't done by equation. It was done through his dreams. Look it up. You got your computer with you, pal.
Yeah, Mike has a computer today, his own computer today, in a very passive-aggressive move, not trusting my computer research.
I don't want Ben to have all access to all the information. When I want an answer, I look it up myself. We already had a discussion about the profession.
Oh, I want to ask you a question. All right. I don't want to interrupt you, but...
Go
ahead. I'm going to let you go.
What was our pre-discussion?
Because I'm a happy man.
Our pre...
I'm enlightened.
When we have our meetings... podcast. This came up in the meeting, and it was which profession has the highest suicide rate. I guessed toll booth worker. Ben guessed military police, and Bobby came up with the right answer,
doctors.
Which was physician.
No, it's dentist. Actually,
well, doctor.
It's a dentist, and then doctors are farther down the line. But on there also were comedian entertainers.
Now, do you think dentists are killing themselves because they're depressed or not doctors?
They are doctors.
Not real doctors.
Ooh. They have a PhD, which you don't have.
Slam.
You don't have a PhD.
They have
Ben.
An MD or a DDS. They have a
DDS.
DDS.
They're still a doctor.
DDS.
Of dental surgery. They have a PhD.
No, it's a DDS.
It's still a PhD. It's a doctor of science.
A PhD is
Do you want to bet they have a PhD? That's a doctorate of science.
Okay. We should not raise our voices.
How about this? I'm fucking throwing this thing right in his fucking head.
All
right. Because I'm an enlightened man.
Okay, but we shouldn't have to scream.
No, I'm enlightened.
Let's use our indoor voices.
Excuse me, Mike.
Yeah, Buddha.
Excuse me, Mike.
I'm enlightened. I'm a Buddha. I am enlightened.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because you're talking like you have high blood
pressure. You got very aggressive.
I'm very happy today, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that why you threw this thing at Ben?
No, you know why I threw it at Ben? Because I'm really fucked up that you're selling mushrooms tainted in Ohio with algae and all kinds of poison in the water.
No, that was in the past. That was a family business. I don't appreciate my family's past being thrown up in my face, Bobby.
I heard you were selling bad mushrooms out in the street.
It wasn't bad mushrooms. They were great mushrooms.
What about Ohio this week with the poisoned water? And you put that same water on your mushrooms.
I think we're losing sight of the bigger topic here, which is suicide by profession jokes.
Suicide by profession.
Well, that's a comedian. Why don't you hang yourself right now?
Comedian is a... no, I got to get successful first, and then I can do it.
You know, otherwise it won't count.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. They commit suicide. You, your life. Even though you're a funny guy, but you don't have the right formula for success.
What's the formula?
Happiness.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to talk about this.
I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to tell you why. Because people like myself that are, I have a certain amount of knowledge, and I'm comfortable with that. I don't need any more.
You don't need any more?
No, because the whole goal in life is to be happy.
He finished third
happiness,
grade. He finished third grade. That's all he needs.
Happiness in life is the whole goal. To you be happy, everyone. If everyone on this earth was happy and knew how to manage the earth properly, there would be no violence, no anything.
Well, Bobby, I would dispute that your theory. First of all, happiness is kind of like heroin, where you need more and more to get the same feeling. You're just chasing this empty dragon. I don't even know if that's the goal of life.
No, the goal of life is to be happy. And I am happy.
I think the goal of life is to reproduce from a scientific standpoint.
No. See? That's right. The more you know, the less you know. What did Jesus say?
The more miserable
Jesus,
you
the Jew, you're a Jewish guy. What did Jesus say?
Turn the other cheek.
Ouch.
Come on, Ben. I mean, funny, yeah. That did have some comedic value to it.
It did.
Okay, it really did.
It was really good.
But largely offensive. And you know what? This gets me into the topic for my weekend, okay? Because I was doing shows at McGuire's, which is a great comedy club in Bohemia.
How was that show?
It was great people.
But after the early Saturday show, I had a guy come up to me of Jewish persuasion, because I tell this joke. I said, I don't think the Jews killed Jesus, but if I was a cop investigating the murder of Jesus, I would tell the Jews not to leave town. That's a joke.
Good joke.
It's a great joke. So he comes up to me and he's like, the first thing he says to me is, Roman soldiers killed Jesus. I'm like, excuse me? He said, Roman soldiers killed Jesus. What you're saying is a lie. I'm like, it's a comedy.
show, he's like, yeah, that you should know your audience. There's a lot of Jewish people out here. You should know your audience. I'm like, I have a lot of Jewish friends, okay? And they think that that's funny. He's like, it's not. There's a lot. Know your audience. Know your audience. And I'm like, okay, sir, I don't know what you're trying to do here. He's like, I used to get my ass kicked. He said, I used to get my ass kicked every day by guys like you telling me that I killed Jesus. And it's a lie, and it's hurtful. And you know what? When he said that statement, like, I saw, like, the hurt, like, in his face, and I was like, I didn't apologize for the joke, but I just said to him very calmly, I'm like, that was not my intention. It was not my intention. Like, I'm not going to apologize for the joke, because the, you know, but it's almost like I'm sorry that he had those experiences.
Right.
I noticed you got your stye back in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Why is back. That?
I like how Bobby didn't even react to that story at all. He just went to those stye.
Yeah, where's your... maybe he was you over see, there I too do busy not, being happy.
No, here's the thing. I am being happy because I'm stupid. Studying makes you stupid.
There's actually a saying in Russian, Gora Tuma, misery from intelligence.
How about what Jesus said? Happy are the people who are simple-minded.
I think Jesus he said that as an insult.
Is that in your bio?
It should be.
Listen, that's why I'm happy.
That was a good slant. No, you're a smart guy. I'm happy. But you're a smart guy.
But I'm happy, and you guys who want to keep learning everything, you're all miserable. Look at you both.
Well, you can learn it with the mind, but you have to be
happy. I feel every day.
In your heart.
I have consciousness.
Yes.
I feel.
Consciousness is the key.
I feel, because I have consciousness.
Right.
I feel every day, and that's why I'm happy, because I am an enlightened human being.
Well, you realize...
I am the Buddha.
Okay.
I am enlightened.
Is that why you're yelling?
You could be a Buddha. Everyone can be a Buddha.
Okay, but...
And you could also go down from that state, and I can get angry and kill Ben. But I'm not going to... I'm not, because I'm going to stay in that Buddha state for as long as I can.
But can I... Like, the limited mind. As long as you realize that you have a limited mind...
We all do.
We all have a limited
mind. The smarter you get, the more limited you realize you actually are.
Right. But that doesn't mean you should stop learning.
You should stop after a while. When you learned enough to take care of the world as it is, we don't need any more exploration.
You don't want to improve
because
it?
You can never find the end. Infinity. It's infinity. You can never find the end of infinity. Just like they said the atom was the smallest thing on Earth, scientists, right? Then they split atoms and they found it smaller. They still call it an atom. And you can go smaller and smaller and smaller. It's infinity both ways.
Einstein split the atom in that nuclear bomb.
Yeah. And a lot of people died because of it.
That's why I said you have to stop learning at a certain time.
I don't think it's...
There's a time to stop learning.
I don't think that's true.
And
when you're able to take care of
the
world, and everyone's able to live together in happiness and harmony, which could have... Another 30 years from now, we will have... Excuse me. In another 30 years from now, we'll have enough knowledge forever. We don't need to learn anymore. They can implant chips in your head 30 years from now where all the knowledge on everyone has ever learned will be right at your fingertips through computers.
What about knowledge for good? What about knowledge for
good? Well, no,
for
that's
the
part of
the
being
world.
The happiness and the consciousness. You have to have a consciousness about you.
Yeah, but you can learn things
no, see,
through
you
your
don't,
consciousness.
No. You don't need... No. Your
you're
consciousness
still ready
can
to
guide
shoot me
you.
Down, bro.
I have to because... You know, because I see you miserable and I'm trying to make you more miserable so I can enjoy my consciousness over here of happiness.
I mean, your theory of happiness is we should just both take a rusty nail into our head and just jog up
no,
the brain.
No, see, I don't worry about what you guys are doing. Just something, I'm living in my happiness.
Mm-hmm. With ball gags and rim seats or whatever it is.
I had somebody sitting on, I had two guys sitting on
rim seats. Ball gags and rim seats.
Two guys at once on the rim seats?
No. I'm not a pig like that.
You're not a pig.
You talked about a DPD every week. You're not a pig.
But I had two separate people at different times.
It's a right. legitimate question after we spent 20 minutes talking about
your
three-way
consciousness.
I'm at a high level of consciousness.
You're a higher
right
level of consciousness.
You can see the happiness flowing
yeah,
through me.
Yeah.
And I don't use drugs anymore or anything. I'm stopped doing that.
Happiness is a drug. It's like the heroin. You need another hit, man. Yeah. Stronger. Yeah.
We're looking
more
at this very.
Does
very
Bobby have his own topic list? Are you cheating on us, Bobby, with your own topic list?
No.
What are you looking at? That looks like a topic list.
It looks like you're trying to rival Ben's topics, and I brought my computer to rival Ben's computer.
Are you guys trying to push me out of this
we're
podcast?
Trying
we're all trying to be
it?
The head dog, the chief guy. But right now, it seems like, because I'm at a level of consciousness that they're not at, because I am in that Buddha state, that I am right now the man.
I feel you just learned the word consciousness this week, and you heard me use Buddha earlier, and you're just combining that into this new sentence you keep repeating.
That was a good slam.
Hey, why does Ben have to think like that?
No, I like it.
Because I'm using all my brain for misery, because I don't know how to be happy, Bobby.
Right. Well, I'm a happy person.
Well, like when you got to...
I can't even... How about this?
What?
I'm very satisfied because I've had a couple sexual encounters this weekend. I'm drained, man, so I'm just happy. I've drained all that sperm out of me. And you see, you still have it in you. And you were talking about reproducing before. Mm-hmm. About that's the goal in life.
Scientifically speaking. Evolution doesn't give a shit.
Scientifically speaking, I've already reproduced. I have grandchildren. You have nothing.
Thanks for the reminder.
All right, let's...
You got a hand. Your hand, you can't reproduce with your hand.
All right, I'm going to call a halt to this now. Because you can't start insulting us.
I'm not insulting you.
Children.
Well, listen, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but you're rating yourself higher than us because you reproduce.
I didn't say I was higher than anyone.
We're people too, bro.
Listen, I go with the wind, man.
We got feelings, man.
I'm just saying...
I flow with the wind.
Evolution, from an evolutionary perspective, which is how life continues... Evolution.
Well, I already continued life.
Evolution doesn't care if you're happy or not. They just want you to stay alive. Let me finish. Evolution just needs you to stay alive long enough to reproduce so that the next miserable generation keeps going and going. And that's...
See, that's what you feel. But you see, I put on a happy generation. My daughter's a happy person. She's a good human being. And my grandson's very happy. He's got a loving family and everything. And my granddaughter, too. And... You're just miserable because you can't have kids masturbating.
Who says that's all what he does?
All we are is sperm in the wind.
Can we interview some of your family on one show?
No.
Like, would you bring in anyone from your family for us to have on the show?
No. Why would my family want to be on your stupid show?
It's our stupid show, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They know I'm an idiot. How do you explain to my grandson...
We're not gonna have a 6-year-old on the show.
He's only two.
Like your
but
daughter
I'm saying,
or something.
We're not.
My daughter is a school teacher who's got a master's degree. You don't even have a master's degree, do you?
Bro? I have a master's degree, bro.
So does my daughter in education.
In education,
and she teaches
I used to teach special ed.
But she's been doing it for 11 years. 12 years.
Well,
now.
I did it for a certain number.
How many years was it?
And then stand up comedy was calling.
Yeah,
you're supposed the to industry make the audience was be, calling me, dude.
Mike, I hate to tell you this.
What?
You're supposed to make the audience happy, which you usually do. You're a very funny guy.
Yeah,
but when you
I
made
do.
A guy, what you did to that guy, that Jewish guy the other day, it really hurt me when you said that before. That's why I didn't respond, because I felt his pain through my consciousness.
That is not the purpose of my comedy, to make people sad. And when I see that it has, even if they've taken it in a certain way that it wasn't intended, I try to like tell them that that's not...
You apologize for their feelings. I'm sorry you went through that, dude.
I really want to say...
That's the old non-apology apology.
No, it's because I can't apologize.
It's a passive-aggressive apology.
Well, the joke wasn't meant to hurt, but he took it that way. So I was sorry for the
way
that
he
took
the joke, added his personal experiences, and that's where he...
Okay, no. This was just a text. It was not a phone call. On the ringing was somebody who I banged last week.
Oh, I thought it was happiness calling you.
I am happy. You see that person? He's calling because he's saying hi because he wants me to bang him again.
Okay, well, could you restrict your happiness?
Do you think you're a sex addict? Let's talk about this.
No, not at all. I don't want it half the time. It's just that it comes to me.
That sounds like an addict behavior. I don't want to get high. It was just there.
No, see, it's wrong. See, I have to make others happy like I am. And they... No, I'm very good sexually. I have a big penis. That's why they...
But is that what it's all about, bro?
Yeah. My happiness is all it was about.
No, you're... the thing you said about your penis...
I didn't say anything about my penis.
About physical...
What did I say about my penis?
You know, the physical is limiting, bro.
Okay, can I say
something?
I didn't say anything about my penis.
Consciousness.
I didn't say anything about my penis.
We can play the tape back, bro.
You can't, because maybe that was my conscience talking. It wasn't really me.
You are
my conscience.
You are your conscience.
No, my conscience hacked into my computer. Like that message they sent to Ben about something, about Mike's mushrooms being spoiled, that they were selling bad mushrooms in Ohio.
We sold great mushrooms for years and years, bro. We're no longer in business, but I'm not going to have you insult my family and the great people of Northeast
Ohio.
Yeah,
Bobby. Vecchione is Italian for mushroom.
Excuse me. I don't mind saying the joke, but I'm bad that it has affected his family, to Vecchione's, about their bad mushrooms. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. That's not what it was meant to
You're be. Not spreading happiness today, Bobby.
Oh, you're taking what I said, and you're turning it on me?
Yes, I am, sir.
How dare you.
I missed that. That was good. I even missed that. That was
really
subtle,
Bobby.
That was really
the way you took my story about my joke, and you turned it on me using my own family.
Right.
Uh-oh. That's a phone call.
That's a phone call. Or it's an alarm.
No, it's not an alarm.
Now, here's the question, Mike, with the guy at the show.
Yeah.
Did he still buy your CD?
He did not. I thought he was going to turn the, like Jesus did at the temple, just flip over all the money, but he didn't do that. No, I legitimately felt bad about it. I felt bad, like, after he left. I felt bad, you know. But, I mean...
Did you do the joke the next show?
No. But just because, not because of him, but because I was trying to work other stuff in, you know what I mean? But the shows were great, great shows, man. I had a great time with the people out there.
It sounded like
it. It was really great. I sold a lot of CDs.
Did you?
I'm just rolling that CD.
That's a good CD. I like it. I'm also confused. I have a copy myself.
Yeah, I gave it to my dad to listen to. He liked it a lot.
Cool. Well, I sold a lot of CDs, and it was a great weekend, so...
If Bobby brings his gerbil back to me CD, I'll give it to my dad to listen to.
Maybe that's a step towards happiness.
You're not getting a free copy of Gerbil Listener. I know what you're trying to get at.
Okay, do we have topics? I have a host of them right
here. I got topics. I got topics, bro.
Let's get into it.
Got a new show coming out. New spinoff, Ebola Atlanta.
Ebola Atlanta.
See, that's a...
It's a great joke.
No, because they brought the doctor to Atlanta right. that had the Ebola virus. Ebola,
yeah.
Actually, he's doing
it's
much
a
better.
Spin-off reality TV.
No, how about? Come on. No, it's not. It wasn't that good.
It's a good way to get into the topic.
Ben, it wasn't that good. And first of all, the doctor's getting better.
That's good.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
He's beating.
He's responding to treatment. They
good for the doctor, bad for ratings.
Well, they were both vaccinated before they went there with a new serum that they believe that can. They're not saying it can cure the Ebola, but so far it's stopped it. They both were
treated. Yeah, they were saying some
and the female
serum.
Doctor, yeah, and the female doctor, who she's coming back to the United States today for treatment also in Atlanta.
Good. Bring all the Ebola to Atlanta.
Why are they going to Atlanta?
Because CDC. They have the facility there.
Oh.
Didn't you watch the Walking Dead first season where they go to Atlanta to go get the cure, but then there's no more CDC? Center for Disease Control.
What does it cost?
My cousin them? Is... Works there.
What does it cost for
as a
Ebola?
Security guard?
No, he was a colonel in the Marine Corps.
Huh.
He's a little bit smarter than you are. He has a PhD also.
Yeah, but
he's
what's
a chemist.
It called? Can we get
wait a second? My cousin is a doctor, a real doctor.
You should make
not
sure,
like you,
you
Ben.
Make sure he doesn't kill himself.
That was a good callback.
Yeah, that was.
That was a good callback. Okay.
Give him a call. Tell him you love him and that you're happy for
I
him.
I don't have to because he's already happy and he's 70 years old.
That was a great callback to the suicide thing.
Yeah.
We do not know how to stop Ebola. I'm reading here from my computer, Ben. It's old-fashioned, plain and simple public health. Find the patients, make sure they get treated, find their contacts.
But did you hear about
down,
the serum?
Educate people, do infection control.
What does it say about serum that they have?
But then they're bringing them to America.
Yeah, but they know that
I like how they let Ebola into America, but not Mexicans. That's messed up, man.
Mexican children.
They shot at some 16-year-old kid the other day. They found them guilty from last year in October. But they found that he was murdered, they said. That he was shot many times, 9 times I think it was, by Border Patrol, on the Mexican side of the border. They said he was throwing rocks from Mexico into the United States and the Border Patrol agents killed him. And what about this police violence?
What are you talking
about? It happened again. They're on the videos of them choking another guy in the subway. And them just grabbing a kid in 42nd Street because they were filming the cops.
Right.
The cop just grabbed him.
You're allowed to film cops in public, but cops get mad about it.
Listen, I don't care, but the cop has no right. They just grabbed his sister and the kid and take the camera from them. And then the cops threw him down on the ground, put their knee right in the kid's head, and handcuffed him. And someone else was filming that the whole time.
Wow. That's like a reality show inside a reality show inside a reality show.
It's like picture in picture.
That's a callback to Ben's thing. We're doing a lot of callback. I called back on your family thing. He called back on your thing. And now you're calling back on
write something.
Yeah, we should, but we can't.
We're not able.
A study came out. This was on the topic list, exactly. Actually.
I like the Einstein shirt, though. I like to have
one. Einstein's my favorite, man.
Yeah. Equals MC squared.
This is actually, this leads into my topic, the NYPD, there's a story that they're giving out summonses is the word?
Good one, Ben.
At 6 times the rate to black and Hispanics as to white people.
Wow.
But it seems like, well, where I live in Forest Hills, they give out more tickets over there than anywhere in New York.
I think it's, yeah, maybe it's just, it depends on the area, too, because the story, it's like, there's white people who live in Astoria, a lot of white people are going to get ticketed. They just do that. They have to meet a quota. I think they have to meet a quota.
But they don't do that in the bad neighborhoods because they're not going to get paid.
I didn't read I'm pulling up the actual article now. I just read the headline. I don't know if it's a rate thing where it's like per, you know where they do it. Like,
yeah, I think it's just
if you, it's like per 100 people versus, I don't know what.
I don't know. We shouldn't have this dead silence on the air, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why we don't usually have two computers.
I'm sorry,
we're
Ben,
both on the computer.
Well, because you are supposed to be managing the show.
I don't
know. You're supposed to keep the flow. You're the man. Like, you're the anchor.
I understand that. But I don't like Ben having control of the topics and all the information. That's how we get into trouble. Giving one guy all of access to the information.
No, but I have the information in my head.
But you said you were happy, and that's because you stopped learning.
Yeah, but I that's why I stopped learning, because I have all the information. And that's why I keep coming out with all the answers. Without looking at a computer. I don't need a computer like you guys.
No, you don't.
Because I'm at that level of... that
heals.
You don't know how to use one.
Because I am a Buddha. And I don't need a computer. I have one in my brain.
Higher level of consciousness.
Yeah, very high.
Okay,
here's a funny statistic. Over 330,000 tickets for public urination in the last 12 years.
For who?
Overall.
Every race?
Every
That's
race.
Something we all have in common.
That's right. We like to piss in the streets and heat.
I've never... But, you know, you can always beat those tickets, because I was in court one time for a traffic ticket or something, and they said that's the same court, like traffic court, for those kind of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They always beat the ticket. You know why?
Right.
All they have to do is tell them they couldn't hold it in. They had to go so bad. And the judge automatically lets them off.
Then why do they make
Because
that
they
wrong?
Say... Because restaurants and things like that in New York will tell you, no, you can't use it unless you're buying something. Or you're a customer here. So what happens is the judges let all those people off if they just say they couldn't help themselves.
Now here's what I wonder: what if you got to pee while you're in court in front of the judge and you just go and you use that same excuse? Would the judge still let you off?
Probably, yeah. Because
you have to
ask for a bathroom break, or if you have an enlarged prostate like I do, I'm sharing a lot today. Then you can use a medical excuse.
Here's
That's
the,
what a lot of people do. See, I have a large prostate also.
It's slightly enlarged and it pushes up against my bladder, making my bladder...
Do you have to go to urinate 3 or 4 times a night?
Yes. Not 3 or 4 times a night. That's a bit excessive. But a couple, maybe...
Twice.
It wakes me up.
Yeah, me too.
It wakes me up.
Me too. And but mine isn't that bad because my testicles are enlarged because they get very large because I produce a lot of my own testosterone.
Okay.
I can even loan you guys some.
I don't need any.
What do you guys think? I found a fun graphic for what do you think are the top 5 most frequently charged offenses in the city?
I know it's not jaywalking. LA does that.
Shoplifting?
Speeding.
Maybe
running red. Okay, running red lights.
Operation of motor vehicle in violation of safety is number 5.
Okay.
Which is
both so covers all of that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Public urination was number 4.
Wow.
Or, sorry, number 3. Number 4 was bicycle on sidewalk.
Okay, that's a good one. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin.
With their city bikes and whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting with the city bikes that made a Bloomberg. Bullshit.
Top 2, they're related.
Disorderly conduct.
Mike looked at the screen. He stared down my screen.
I'm a cheater, bro. See, that's why we can't...
This is why you can't be a teacher anymore.
Because I
You're
cheat.
Not a role model for children.
No, but...
Right, because he probably helped the students in his classes...
Pick on the Jewish kids for kicking
Absolutely
Jesus
not.
Jesus?
That's what it was.
Absolutely not.
His Italian... And all the while, it was the Romans, the Italians, the Guineas, like him, that killed Jesus.
Thank you for the ethnic slur. My motto is, if you're
giddy
not...
Giddy giddy womp womp.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I always like cooperate and graduate, because it's more...
You know who said that, right?
Who?
Do you know who made that statement?
No.
Somebody said that.
Who?
Who used to play, I'll tell you his name in a minute. There's two brothers. They played poker. He won the World Series of Poker one year, like one of the first 3 years.
The Hanley brothers.
No.
I read that article, by the way, that you talked about last week.
What article?
About the poker, where you were barely mentioned.
Yeah, it was not nice. They shouldn't have said that about us.
They didn't say anything nice or not nice. They just mentioned you in passing, that you may or may not have ties.
But why should they say anything about us? For that kind of reason.
He was painting the picture.
We're honest people.
Are you?
Honestly dishonest.
Oh, well, you bring up the brothers. How about this? Just before I got here, I told these two guys a story. I'm talking, one of my brothers was supposed to meet me here. A block away. To get something, a bite of lunch. And what happened was, I come off the train, my other brother calls me.
And he says, I says, you gonna meet me? He goes, I can't meet you now. After the show, I'll be in Queens all day. So I go, okay. So I come up and I go to McDonald's and I get coffee for me, Ben, and Mike, and a couple of chicken wraps.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome. And my brother calls me and goes, where the fuck are you? I said, what do you mean? He goes, I'm over here at a corner at 31st and Steinway. Waiting for you, you fucking... I thought one brother was the other brother.
Oh, my God. Can't keep your
brothers sound just alike.
Can't keep your brothers straight.
They sound just alike.
There's a lot of cool crime data on this.
Yeah, but why don't you get your head out of the prime date and get back into the show?
All right, we got to get into this.
How about let's get into the show? We got an audience out here. We have our friends listening to this.
Russian soldier selfie. Someone was telling me about it. I haven't seen it yet.
But what about it?
Apparently he like took a selfie by the Ukrainian missiles or some shit that he shouldn't have done. I didn't read the article.
I'm not.
But I thought Bobby would know about it.
Well, everyone knows Russia is involved in all kinds of bullshit. Putin is nothing but a thug. He's not a prime minister. He's a thug.
He's a sexy thug. Have you seen that shirtless horse
photo? No, I don't care about the show.
You're channeling your inner gay.
Yeah, your inner gay is coming
out. My inner Bobby.
No, you're not inner Bobby, because let me tell you something. I'm not that kind of guy. I wouldn't fuck Putin with your dick. I wouldn't fuck you either, you filthy Russian fuck. And there's some cute Russian kids out there. Young Russian men.
Young Russian men, but Putin's too much of a bear for you.
He's just not my type there. No. But I'll tell you what, neither is that fucking Ben.
Ben's, what are you talking about? Ben's lean and supple. Like,
yeah, I know. That's why he's looking to suck Putin's cock. He just talked about it on the air. He goes, oh, Putin, did you see him riding on the horse?
Why do I get an Asian accent? What's up with that?
You're not getting an
Asian accent.
I'm giving your accent, the Russian accent.
Don't try.
He goes, Putin is doing things to the cock, make the cock hard.
Don't judge his
you don't judge my accents.
I was going to say fantasy.
That's what I want to talk about. Or, Mike, did you have a topic, or you're just on your Twitter feed?
I'm trying to get on my Twitter feed, bro.
Did you guys hear Little Big Young?
I don't know what that is.
Little Big Young just came out with a new rap song. He's one of the greatest rappers of all time, Little Big Young.
Never heard of him.
Well, look him up online. Little Big Young online right now.
All right, now we need to focus on the topics, bro.
Little Big Young is
That's not a topic, bro.
It's not on your secondary topic list. Or on Mike's Twitter feed.
You're on thin ice, Bobby, with this podcast.
Why? Because I'm happy?
You're happy and you're spewing a lot.
Who's the guy that says, oh, cause I'm happy and I don't
with Pharrell.
And you get the nice hat, too. I like the hats he wears.
That's probably going to be like
those mouthy hats.
Wedding song, probably. Right after Let's Get the Party Started.
And ironically, the number one divorce song.
Yeah, exactly. 50%.
I had a friend of mine. I know this one guy. He had a
We're letting him breathe, man.
My friend was a divorce lawyer.
Oh no!
He quit. He quit doing it.
I thought there was going to be a plug.
No, he quit. He quit doing it because he couldn't take it anymore.
What's he do now?
He actually teaches law.
Divorce law?
No. He teaches law.
Next topic.
Moving on.
But because you don't imagine being around people, that's misery. Being around people that just want to get at each other. You're around these people all the time.
It's the worst.
I'm surprised they don't have a high rate of suicide.
So, me, I'm surprised that too. But family lawyers are the worst because they have to watch. They're fighting over the kids. And they have to watch that heartbreak unfold.
Right. All the time.
Well, I don't want
to say. Slash contribute to it.
Well, yeah.
They're milking those fees. They could just be like, look, let's just settle this like humans.
Yeah, but they're not social.
They want to like, you know, get the flames going so they get more court dates, more money.
Well, those sociopaths.
Well, you're painting at the worst case scenario. But
well, that's a like better sociopath without feelings.
Well, the nature of the business is to get the most for your client and get the kid, like, get as much money as you can for each kid or whatever.
You don't understand.
I do understand. You're attacking Ben, and I'm with you.
He doesn't have the kind of feelings when it comes to this.
He's from a broken home, bro.
That's true.
So it's probably hitting him personally right now. He's not showing it because he's can't show.
But inside, he's crying.
Well, I don't.
He's crying on the inside.
I don't know.
Then again, I don't think so because he's a sociopath.
I've actually realized recently I can't tell the difference between what's funny and what's sad.
I can tell that you don't know what's funny.
That's a good comment.
I set myself up.
You did set yourself up, but I think...
He gave me the layup.
I deserve that.
That was, that was Stockton to Malone on that one. That's sweet.
And the foul.
Speaking of, this actually brings us to the next topic, the gruesome injury during the USA basketball scrimmage this weekend to Paul George. where he broke his leg, like, going to block. Yeah. It's whether should basketball players or other professional athletes be playing for free for not their NBA team, where, like, the Olympics...
No, they do that during the summer stuff because they have to stay in shape for the season.
I support that, man.
Yeah, that you got to support. I mean, that's a freak accident. That's a freak accident.
The NBA team is taking all the financial risk, but the players don't get paid.
And they still have to practice.
The Olympic committee makes all that money, and the players don't get any of it. The NBA team doesn't get any of it.
It's like baseball. It's not really the hazardous of a sport most of the time.
I agree.
Now, football's a little different.
Yeah.
But baseball, basketball... Those sports, the risk of injury is not as great as, say, football or even and then hockey.
I'd agree with that. That was a freak accident. I'm sure they have insurance and stuff that covers it.
Lords of London probably got it.
I know, Ben, you're really despondent that a billionaire isn't going to make more money.
Well, it's because the different billionaires make it. Mark Cuban, the billionaire. Well,
The millionaire player isn't going to make more money from playing. He shouldn't be playing during the summer league for his country for free. Okay, Ben. Okay.
Right.
That's what Mark Cuban said. You guys are making it sound like I'm the asshole.
Ben, you're bringing it up.
You are the asshole, man. That's why you brought it up. That's why you put it up, because you already have... So you're both
pro play for free...
Yes.
While the Olympic Committee makes all that money off your jersey and all that.
Yes. Oh, I don't like the Olympic Committee, first of all.
It's called blaxploitation. That's what it
listen,
is.
Listen, first of all, how about this? How about what they did with the World Cup, FIFA? Taking all those bribes and everything.
Oh, the IOC Olympic Committee is the same way.
Yeah, they give it to Qatar. They take bribes. Qatar's going to have the World Cup in 130-degree weather.
I think that's cool that they're playing under extreme. I mean, not to
I think that makes soccer more interesting.
No, can I tell you something? The stadiums are going to have these roofs that are unbelievable, air-conditioned and everything else. What about the poor people that are working on slave conditions over there? They're actually like slavery, modern-day slavery, how they treat the workers that are there from the foreign countries, from Bangladesh and these places.
Well, not to bring it back to me, but I know how that feels because I do hot yoga. So... Not to bring it back to me.
Well, I'm going to bring it back to you.
Are you going to bring it back to me?
You have to bring it back to you.
Because I do hot yoga, bro.
I'm the one that told you guys to do hot yoga.
Yeah.
First of all, you can't compare hot yoga to someone who's actually being treated as a slave in these countries.
I'm not comparing it to them. I'm just saying...
You're only in there for an hour to 45 minutes a day.
I have experiences with the heat myself in hot yoga.
I was sweating like you couldn't believe the other day when I was like on top of this guy humping him.
Unbelievable.
That wasn't unbelievable.
You always have to bring it back to a base sexual place.
That's where
me and Ben are tired of it.
Because I'm happy.
Because you're happy. Because
I'm happy. If we should have a radio on the side here so we could like put that song on. Whatever.
You want us to get a DJ for the podcast? You want us to turn this into an urban show?
Well, actually, first of all, it's not the urban to be a DJ. I'm going to dinner with a very famous DJ tonight.
His name?
No, it's her.
What's her name?
I'm not going to say it.
Why don't you plug it for our listeners?
No, I'm not going to plug it. She's great. And I don't use people for that kind of reason. You know what I mean? We're going out to have a nice dinner, maybe go see a little comedy.
You're going to go see a little comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion.
Yeah. You're performing tonight at Broadway?
I'm not. I'm off tonight.
Ben, you're not performing, right? Because I'm going to cancel the comedy. Where?
I'm definitely on at Grizzly Pear at 11 at night. You should check that out.
Grizzly who?
Grizzly Pear in the West Village.
What the fuck is a grizzly pear?
It's like a grizzly bear, but a pear, like the fruit inside.
I know what a pear is, but what kind of place is it? I've never been there or anything.
It's the back of a bar.
Oh, that's what I thought.
It's a separate room.
Yeah, okay. You go have a nice time down there.
Hey, can I just retread on the topic?
I'll be at Broadway Comedy Club tonight having dinner.
Can I retread on the topic here?
They have good chicken there.
What's up with the Ohio water supply contaminated? Is it because of algae?
Yeah, the algae.
No, that's what he was doing, blaming your mushrooms before. He was saying it was your fault.
I didn't even catch
your own home state, and you didn't even know that there was tons of algae. Because we seen from out of space.
The mushrooms that my family grew were grown indoors. In controlled environment.
And you still took the mushroom-laced water, the algae-laced water, and spread it on them. And that's why so many people died from eating your family's mushrooms. That's why you're out of the mushroom business right now. Because that's the reason I heard. Because if you go to Louisiana, the people make the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Tabasco brand hot sauce. Those people have been in business for like 5 generations. And they're still going. And because they didn't put algae-contaminated water on their hot sauce.
Talking to you, it's like I've always felt like the wrong people get Ebola. listening to you, it's like always the wrong people get choked by a cop. It's like,
man, it is. This is callback Monday. This is callback Monday. We're doing all the callbacks today.
We could do a Kickstarter to get Bobby a plane ticket to Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, that's the treatment.
How about right to Kenya or somewhere? Right to where the action is at.
West Africa. Send him to West Africa.
Right to West Africa. With no suit or anything. Just like naked.
Let's get through some of these topics.
Do we have more? We took most of the top.
We got to
most of them. I mean, my weekend, but no one gives a shit, so, you know.
What did you do this weekend, Ben?
I went to Maryland and D.C.
Oh, you traveled?
I did a bunch of shows there. Yeah.
All right, well, tell us about it.
It was fun.
Name the places. Were they good? They're good venues?
I was at McGoobie's for a guest set on Saturday night. That's a nice comedy club down there. Yeah, and outside of Baltimore.
Yeah,
that was fun. Then I headlined a couple of one-nighters. They were fun. And then a bunch of other shorter sets. It's a good time all around.
But you want to name any of the places besides that place?
Yeah.
It's the headline. I think you want to name them because, you know, you give them a plug so they can buy you back.
Yeah, I did High Tops in Timodium, Maryland. That one was fun. Then Georgie's in Centerville, Maryland. And the Cellar Door, which I think is... I just did a guest spot this time. I had mine there before, but it was a lot of fun.
At the Cellar Door?
Cellar Door in Frederick, Maryland.
Cool. Well, Frederick, Maryland, nice place.
And then fun show at Shaw's in... D.C.
Yeah.
So they have like a 3 p.m. brunch show, but it gets like 30, 40 people there. It's fun.
Oh, that's nice.
And a bunch of other cool spots.
I was going to say you seem like a brunch comic. Yeah. Okay.
That's not nice, Mike.
It wasn't nice.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds insulting.
It is insulting. It was Mike Vecchione, this national headliner, who was trying to insult you because you played some cellar joint.
No, brunch.
The Cellar Door is really good.
Because you played some brunch place.
It wasn't as personal as you're making it. I just saw an opening and I went.
That's Bobby's lifestyle right there. He sees an opening and he goes.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
He nailed it.
He nailed it good.
And that's why he's happy.
He covered
or
because
not.
You attacked him, and that's why I'm a happy man.
Well, no, but see, I attacked Ben,
and then he came over the whole thing,
and came over to you. That's why this podcast works. If you're not a subscriber, you better tell your friends.
Please tell your friends.
This podcast is on fire right now.
Right now, yeah.
Right now, it's
we're
on
doing
fire.
This is Callback Monday. We're doing a lot of callbacks.
Callback Monday.
We've been calling back like crazy today. All kinds of intellectual shit going on here, man.
California,
and we have Buddhas here, and that are very happy.
California news anchor got busted for shoplifting at a Coach store. When they showed, like, the security footage on her news station, and her coworker saw it and called her out.
On the news?
Yeah.
That's great. Did she have to report the story on herself, or no?
I don't believe so.
That's a great thing. That, like, I was busted for shoplifting. I have no excuse. I just took it.
Now, I wonder what
they put it when it came up on the...
Film at 11.
No, the telegraph thing.
Oh, the teleprompter?
The teleprompter. Yeah. And then she would have to read it off of there. Her whole story about herself without knowing about it.
That'd be funny. I wonder if that's going to cause an uptick in the rate of suicides for newscasters.
I don't know. Her suicide...
There's only one right there. But it could. He was trying to do another callback. That's what it was.
Yeah. I went one too many.
Yeah, one too many callback today.
I should have taken my callback Viagra first. That was... Any other topics, Mike or Bobby's notepad?
Oh, yes. One guy brought me... a whole bunch of Cialis.
Cialis is
like an early birthday gift? Or is this a drug deal?
Cialis is, first of all, it's not a drug deal. He gave it to me.
So it's a birthday.
And it's not a controlled substance.
I think that you need a prescription for Cialis.
But it's not a controlled substance. It's not like a plain kill where you need a triple script. It's not a controlled substance, Ben.
It's a prescription drug, right?
It is a prescription drug, but it's not a controlled substance.
What's the difference between a prescription and a subscription?
Okay, a subscription is when you go to the pharmacy and you tell them, can I get a magazine?
But it's kind of like the same thing, except one's with a drug and the other one's with a magazine.
Well, one time I walked into the pharmacy and had my ticket from the dry cleaners as a prescription.
Okay. All right. We're off the rails now.
Any other topics, or is it user tweet time?
I think it's user tweet time.
Let's go to user tweets, because I'm happy. Some alone
first one,
make me feel, you know what I mean?
From a new friend of ours, at Eeyore6802, says, at the PA Pod, that's us, by the way, tweet us, at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD. He says, Love the podcast. Catching up from the beginning on Ep 20 now. At Comic Mike V, you should have won. Haven't watched a show since.
Awesome.
Nice. Awesome support. Always thank love you. When we have new friends.
Thank you.
Please tweet
love.
Us
well,
again.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. I thought you were very good at the show, but I also think Joe Mackey is a funny motherfucker.
He's a really funny guy.
I'm a big fan of Joe Mackey.
Yeah, Joe Mackey's a funny guy.
Joe Mackey's funny.
Next one from Ted Teddy Man. He says, there's a real question, if Ted Teddy Man food culture flavored or tainted this episode.
I think it, the last episode, you mean?
Yeah.
I think the real tainting was Mike's, the Vecchio mushrooms.
Well, that's this episode.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
the chicken legs.
I was doing a callback to the last episode.
I think
was going to call back the last episode.
Callback Monday.
I think, Bobby, you would agree with me here. Taint is a flavor.
Oh, yes.
This is gold today, guys.
Yeah.
No, but the chicken legs that Teddy brought last week did not hurt any of you.
No, it was good.
Did you they get were... sick? Okay, well...
He's building trust slowly.
Yeah, he really is.
He really is.
He's really setting us up for the big fall. See, the other food I gave you didn't hurt you, and then boom, that's when he poisoned
you. Then he poisoned you.
It's what I believe we call the long con in the business.
Yeah, where'd he go?
Long con.
He went to Duke?
No, he went to...
Yale.
No, he went to Yale.
Yale.
Next one...
Duke's a good school, too.
We got another new first-time tweeter from...
North Carolina.
From at HangTieMeRF.
Maybe one of your fans, Bobby.
Says, at PA Pod, don't trust Lewis Mitchell. He secretly wants to go munting with At Big Ben Comedy. Hashtag 2016 Menendez Brothers for president.
Wow.
Listen to the whole episode.
That's a callback right there.
That's great. Yeah. I love when our friends listen and make great comments. A new friend.
Give it up for the
new
friend.
Friend. We're glad to have love him. These new friends.
We're glad to have his comments.
Some of our old friends just haven't been bringing the comment heat lately.
No.
What happened to Ted the Teddy Man? He's like one comment
he
every other week.
He has another one. He says, this woman pulled a guy 20 years younger, links us to some article. It's not hard to see Ben jumping on this trend. Hashtag munting.
Wow.
Wow.
But Ben's munting comment really...
really
yeah, affected a lot of people. It affected me even.
Visceral.
That kind of shook me up a little bit.
Bobby only slept with two men last week because of it. It really slowed him
no,
down.
No, actually, I did sleep with more than that, but it was like four. But the thing is this. It did upset me. Look, you had the rim seat to take me out of the upset.
The rim seat brought you out of your depression.
Now the article Teddy links me to, Florida grandmother sentenced to 6 months in jail for public sex with younger man. So it's a 68-year-old and a 49-year-old.
All right.
But the 68-year-old was married to someone else.
Give it up for grandma.
Yeah, how old was he?
49.
No, that's the guy that she cheated with.
Right.
Her I love you, she told her husband of 50 years as she pleaded no contest to indecent exposure and disorderly conduct.
How old is her husband? Does it say?
He's
got to be like 70-something. They're married 50 years. I'd say about 70, 71.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Yeah. Same range.
No, I like that. I like when people plead
that's
no
fucked
contest.
Up.
At least she apologized, yeah.
I like when people plead no contest.
Because you can still love someone and have sex with other people.
But if you're going to have an affair, don't
you're
do it in
public. You're
going to
have a problem with a lot of listeners out there.
No, I'm not.
The female
listeners.
A lot
of female listeners aren't going to like what you just said.
I don't really care because I don't have to sleep with them.
Yeah, you don't.
No, you do.
No, I do, but you're needy.
And now they're going to be mad at you because you're on the same podcast with a guy. Because the guys I sleep with, they're going to sleep me anyway because they just want sex. They want the hot sex action. You know what I mean? And the rim seat. But the thing is this. Here, Mike.
Yeah?
To our fans out there, friends out there. Don't sleep with Mike Vecchione. Don't sleep with Ben Rosenfeld. Keep them miserable. And keep me happy by sending me your brothers and things.
We don't need to sleep with them because we both have girlfriends.
That's right.
Thank oh, yeah. And how much. Many times do you have sex a week, pal?
A if you're lot. Lucky,
yeah, yeah,
a lot. Lot. I rack the numbers up.
Yeah, how many? Maybe once?
Nah, dude. Far from once, bro. Okay?
What is far from one?
See, if you had stayed in school past fifth grade, you would know what far from one means.
Good one, Ben. Sorry, I'm taking
a call back to his quitting knowledge.
Well, I don't care, because I'm happy right now.
So am I. I'm happy.
I'm happy, too. We should end this now.
We should.
We're all Buddhists here, man. We're all at a higher level of consciousness. See, I brought that higher level of consciousness here, and I passed it on to these two gentlemen.
40 minutes of yelling, and now we're happier. Thank you, Bobby.
Right, because we got out all of our stress, and now we're happy campers.
Okay, can
the passive-aggressive is just the Happy podcast with that one.
Okay, I know Ben hates this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, you're fucking by happiness? He's pulling up his stupid horoscopes. I see it.
He hates it. Okay, well, let's do it one time because we're happy today.
One time.
We have time. I have to go, but we have time.
Ben, we're going to do you first because you hate it.
I don't want to do
You're not going to save me for last?
I don't want to do Ben at any time, but let's go.
Ben, what's your sign?
If you don't know, I'm not sharing.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know, I'm not sharing. Okay, go, Maya. Sagittarius.
Sag. Here we go. You're still feeling churned up and vulnerable, but try not to overreact to any problems that you face. You might feel unloved because a special person can't spare you the time you crave. Or you could get in a tiz about a minor domestic problem that looms large in your life at the moment. You feel as though it's the end of the world, but this phase won't last long.
Oh, that Asian boy not leaving, right?
No, see, that's wrong because, can I tell you something?
What?
I don't have any domestic problems at this time.
What about that guy who won't leave your apartment who's not
I'm very happy with him.
Okay.
He's a Sagittarius also.
Oh.
Okay.
His birthday's actually the day before mine.
It says you could get in a tiz, a minor domestic dispute.
Well, I did throw a napkin at Ben before.
That's
you
true.
Did, yeah, that's...
Does that mean we're in a domestic...
Oh, and I do yell at my brothers back and forth because... No, my brother was yelling at me because I thought it was the other brother and he was out there waiting for me on the corner.
What's your sign, Ben?
Now, here's my... Here's a thought I had a second ago, or five. But if you were to, like, commit another offense, instead of sending you to prison, what if they just made you just fuck women for, like, a year straight? Like, as a punishment.
I've fucked more women in probably a month than you've ever had in your life.
I'm just saying, what if that was your punishment from now on, is you have to go straight.
Listen, as long as my penis finds a hot, wet hole, he's going for it, man.
Wow.
He's going to go do push-ups till he pukes.
We broke it way down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm happy.
Libra.
It's Libra.
Because I'm happy.
Ben hates this so much. This I almost take pleasure out of Ben hating.
My daughter's a Libra, too. October 15th. What's yours?
September 24th.
All right. Watch out. Can I talk? Watch out for someone who's thinking and behaving like a martyr. They obviously want your approval and respect, but they're going about it in the wrong way. There may also be more than a hint of self-satisfaction in their behavior, making you suspect that they're actually on an ego trip. But whether you dare to say any of this is another matter. Libras are weird.
That's 30 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Well, I didn't like
that. Ben, you're so science-based.
Today the horoscope was way off on the Sagittarius.
All right, let me see.
Why don't you just go find the hedgehog or groundhog and see if there's 6 more weeks of winter left?
It's a groundhog, Ben. Okay? Look it up on your computer. This is mine. Scorpio. A certain person wants your attention, and they won't be very pleased if you appear to be withholding it. They may even accuse you of losing interest in them, or they could stage a jealous tantrum.
Huh.
Do you know if you pour a drop of alcohol on a Scorpio, they'll sting themselves to death?
You should also be wary of loved ones who believe that the best way to show that you care is to spend lots of money on them. Oh, really? Give them a hug instead. It's cheaper.
Stay away from gold diggers and emotional people. That's original.
Ben, you just have to shoot down the horse.
Listen, I see these girls the other day, man. They were gold diggers. And they had their shovels in tow.
And they ain't looking for no...
Oh, they were looking. They had their shovels in tow. Those Louis Vuitton bags.
Mm.
And everything. They were going after these guys. I was like, wow. Look at these fuckers. All right.
Well, I'm glad we extended the podcast for that instead of ending it when we were all happy with user tweets.
No, I'm still happy.
No, Ben, you hate that. You love user tweets. I know what you like. You love user
tweets. I'm still at a level of happiness in my consciousness.
And you hate the Scorpio.
Because, you know, I just got two bargains today. You see the camera I showed you, Ben?
Yes.
I bought a camera to our friends out there. I bought a camera to start doing a web series, which I will tell you the idea about maybe next week. So I got this camera. It's got the sound thing, the big boom sound on it and everything. All kinds of stuff. And the camera by itself goes for like $900, right? I think it was the price on Amazon and eBay and everything. I got it with all extras, a big metal carrying case, like a suitcase, and everything else. $175.
Wow.
And I got a recumbent bicycle to use in my house.
Mm.
Brand new condition. It's a few months old, but it's brand new condition. I'm going to pick it up Wednesday.
Now, is this a bicycle with no seat?
A recumbent. Yeah, thank you, Ben. Yeah, he tried to get the cheap shot there, but it didn't work. Okay.
Kind of worked. Mike nodded his hand at me. That's like a hack.
No, but you see, but Mike, he's not paying attention to you because he's on the computer the whole entire show today. He's not showing the friends any respect today. that he should have shown.
That's not true. Maybe, you know, I just had a thought. Maybe I'm emotionally stunted because I spend a lot of time on computers. And, like, when Mike's on the computer, he has no emotion.
Right, that's
maybe
what it
is. Maybe that's all it is.
No, you have an addiction to the internet.
No. I think it's because...
Well, I think I do it too on the Craigslist. Because that's how I got those things for cheap. I got the bicycle that goes for over $3,000. $200.
He loved talking about deals.
Oh, God, I make
He's
deals.
An honorary Jew. He was a rabbi's assistant.
Well, it gets Ben excited. But, and that was a Jew.
But I wasn't a Roman that killed Jesus.
Okay, the Romans, all right, that's to be determined.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen.
The investigation continues.
Lend me your keys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. We are happy today.
We should be playing a song right now. As Mike is going out, we should have that in the background.
If we had If we had production value, we'd do that. We could have you sing it, Bobby, after Mike finishes his outro. That at least we didn't interrupt your intro, right? We're getting better.
For the Passive Aggressive Podcast, I'm comedian Mike Vecchio, comedian Bobby Haha, and comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
Because we're happy.